This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The milkweed is beginning to flower, and the milkweed bugs are taking advantage. The jury is out on the red long-horned beetles as to whether to kill them. They're pretty easy to squish this time of year while they're trying to procreate. Here's the scoop. The grubs eat the plant's roots. On the other hand, it's not generally enough to kill the plants. Milkweed is in my perennial garden, having been able to rid most of it from my vegetable garden. The word weed in milkweed does make sense if you've ever tried to get rid of it in, say, your vegetable garden. However, milkweed is essential for the monarch. That's why it's in my perennial garden. If you like having butterflies of any sort in your landscape, you can also consider other larval host plants. Rhonda Fleming Hayes wrote a great article in Northern Gardener magazine. She also has a book, Pollinator-Friendly Gardens. She says on average, you'll find about 100 species of butterflies near your home. Herbs are great hosts. Dill, anise, fennel, mint, and parsley work well and are great plants. I have dill, parsley, and mint, although mint is invasive, so keep that in mind. Other larval hosts love perennials like aster, hollyhock, mallow, and hardy hibiscus. These larvae feed on the plant foliage. It's not the flowers or nectar they're attracted to. An important distinction. Most gardeners would ask, why would you plant something that eats the foliage? Well, without those plants to feed the early stages of butterflies, there are no butterflies. It's not that you need a full garden of foliage munching caterpillars, but rather an oasis of a variety of plants that include trees. Aspen, poplar, black cherry, and willow are hosts, as are shrubs like lilacs and viburnum. Check out GardenBite.com for more info and contact me with any questions, comments, or concerns. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.